Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating at 12 after. We're celebrating our 12th anniversary, and this is the 12th year that I've done that. Today is the day. Today is the official. Even though we're going to be obnoxious about this all week long, this 12th anniversary, we're going to do this all week long. We also this is the day, though. Today is the day. The 17th of November is the official first day that I ever broadcast the show, and we've been having fun ever since. And one of the persons who has been with me now since May of 98, we've already had our 11th anniversary with Gene Greisman, and he's back again with us right now. Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, one of the most interesting people you'll ever have the opportunity to meet. He's written a number of books on management, but also on what you and I at least two books, if not more, on what you and I can learn from the life and times of Abraham Lincoln. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
And I'm so glad to be with you, and I want to extend a hearty congratulations for 12 years. They do slip by rapidly, don't they?
They sure do, and we've had fun, though, Gene. You and I've had fun.
We really
have. You and
I
have had a lot of good times. You brought the president with you before, and,
we've
interviewed the president.
I've gotten Mr. Lincoln to get up early and speak to you.
Yeah, we've had some great times with the president, and but one of the things I know you got on your mind today, Gene, is what we can learn from Abraham Lincoln about having a good mental attitude, how to get ourselves out of the funky attitudes we can have. And boy, howdy, for the last year or so, you know, small business is no cakewalk, even in the good years, Gene. I mean, even when things are going really well, we have plenty of challenges in a small business. And when things are not going too well, like in the middle of a recession like we have right now, there are a lot of things that we can actually catalog the list of things that could cause us to be a little depressed. How do we deal with those things?
Well, I think that we can learn a great deal about Abraham Lincoln in that respect. In fact, whenever I do my portrayals, very often people are surprised to know that Lincoln had two very serious nervous breakdowns. And even during the middle of the war, there were times when he wondered if he shouldn't just give up the fight and give it to another man, and actually mentioned in the White House, wonder if I shouldn't just commit suicide.
Mm.
So he had to cope with depression on a regular basis, and he learned how to do it. I can just tick off three or four of the things that he did. First of all, of course, we do know that he sought professional medical help in those days. It was not very good. In fact, it was awfully bad, and in fact, sometimes did more harm than good. But a second thing that he did, and I would recommend this to the listeners, is that he had people around him who made him feel good about himself. And I think that's terribly important. One of my friends puts it this way. He says, I seek people who don't just tolerate me, but people who celebrate me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way to test a friendship is, after you leave the company of an individual, do you feel better or worse about yourself?
Right, right.
That's the way to test.
But you also, in order to have people like that, in order to accumulate people like that, I think, Gene, you have to do a couple of things. Number one, you have to be prepared to put in the effort to make them feel the same way when they leave you.
I agree totally. In fact, there's a verse in the Bible that says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly.
Yes. And there's one other thing you got to do, and this is something that I started doing. When I turned 40, those many years ago, Gene, I said then, you know what, I'm going to try to gravitate toward things and people that make me happy, and away from things and people that make me unhappy. And I've been focusing on that for all these years now, and I found that finding people who make me happy is more about a process of eliminating the people who don't make me happy. And the people who make me happy just seem to keep showing up. What do you think?
I agree totally, and Lincoln did that. There was a man in his life by the name of Ward Lamon who was 180 degrees different from Lincoln in many respects. He gambled, and he ran around, and he was vulgar in his language, and people wondered, why in the world does Lincoln allow such a person in his life? Actually, Lincoln gave him a big place in his life. They had known each other in the judicial circuit in Illinois. And the reason is that Lamon absolutely adored, he celebrated Lincoln and made Lincoln feel happy and good. He played the banjo, he would sing songs for him. And so he did exactly what you're saying. And I think that if we are around at least one or two people like this, it can help us get around the people who bring a toxic spirit to the situation,
right?
But because we have to be around them.
Sometimes, well, you know, there
you're
are people.
Have to do business
there are
with people.
There are people we acquire in our business that become employees that can be like that. They'll suck the spirit right out of you. And if you're the owner and you have these people working for you, if they're making you feel that way, they're making your other employees feel that way.
Absolutely.
And I think those people need to go find another place to work. What do you think?
Oh, I think that you have to protect yourself. In fact, I have a chapter in Lincoln Speaks to Leaders on self-protection mechanisms for leaders. And one way to do it is to protect yourself from people who, as you put it so well, suck the energy right out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln did that.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, I think you need to find things, not just people, but things that make you happy, feel good.
This is something that I think small business owners do or should think about doing. As you think about in reinventing yourself or reinventing your business or evolving your business, growing your business, as you look around and say, okay, where do I want my business to be 5 years from now? When you come up with something, you actually have something that you write down, ask yourself, will this change make me happy? Gene, I think we all have a right to say that to ourselves. Will this make me happy? What do you think?
Well, I think if one's given the choice of saying, well, I pick something that will make me sad or something that makes me happy, any sane person would pick
But, Gene, that's not necessarily... I'm telling you, some people will grow their business without actually asking themselves that question. Now, in other words, the financial reward may be so great, but it still may not make them happy. I mean, there should be an element in there for, will this make me happy? Hold on to that thought. 20 after, right back with Gene Grossman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
The Little River Band bringing us back and helping us celebrate our 12th anniversary. Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Gene Grossman is our guest, Dr. Gene Grossman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, which is one of my favorite books that I've ever seen. It's in my library. The Words Lincoln Lived By. I love that book. And also, you got a new book out on Lincoln, too, don't you, Gene?
Yes, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, that I co-authored with Pat Williams.
It's an outstanding book as well, folks. That's in my library, too. And tell us where they can find that, Gene.
Well, it can buy it in any major bookstore, but certainly on Amazon.com, but at my own website, which is PresidentLincoln.com.
You've heard me say before, Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. And, of course, you can find all the things that Gene has done with us and contributed to us over the last 11 and a half years by going to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is also a 12-year-old website, and check things out there. We have a lot of things that will help you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Gene Grossman, we're talking about things to do, things that we can learn from how Lincoln dealt with tough issues. You know, Gene, small business owners have had to do some tough things in the last 12 months. Many, many small business owners, millions of small business owners, have had to lay off employees.
Yes.
And these are employees who are members of the family, basically. The people we work with are just like our family. We know them. We know their families. We know their children. We know the issues in their lives. We take them under our wing. We pay them and give them a place to work. It's tough when we have to make these bad decisions, and Lincoln had to do those things too, didn't he?
Yes, indeed. In fact, I was thinking as you were saying that, I like to think in terms of analogies. When I was young, I worked on a scout merit badge on swimming, and we had to learn life-saving techniques, and one of the things that one learned was that when you're trying to save someone else's life, you can't let them drown you.
Right.
And sometimes you do have to make that choice, because a person who's about to drown, they may do something frantically and pull you down with them. So given a choice, you can't let the person drown you, and that's what small business owners often have to do. Hopefully you can save yourself and then come back and rehire them, but
in the marketplace,
let them take you down.
In the marketplace, that's called desperate people do desperate things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier, and I want to qualify a great idea that you had, and that is seeking out experiences that give us pleasure instead of pain.
Mm-hmm.
I think that cannot be an all-inclusive rule for all choices, because I think that there will be situations when you have to say, this is going to be really painful, but I've got to do it. But if that's all you're doing, you won't survive. You have to find some ways to make choices that bring you pleasure, happiness. And Lincoln did that, first of all, by picking people who brought him happiness. And two, Lincoln also loved humor. He loved jokes.
He liked to laugh, didn't he?
He would tell jokes at what seemed to be inopportune times. One of his cabinet officers once complained because he started a cabinet meeting when very bad news had come in, and said, Mr. President, must you joke on a day like this? And Lincoln said, I laugh because I must not cry.
Yeah.
That
happens,
crying.
You know, that happens in small business. I mean, there have been times in my small business's life, Gene, when, you know, the news was so bad that I just had to laugh. I mean, I had to say, you know, this is so bad, it's funny, you know. I mean, you just do that. It's kind of a perverse way to react, but you do that sometimes.
I love that. In fact, in my Lincoln play, Lincoln tells a lot of jokes, and at one point he explains why. He said, Lincoln will say in character that he's telling these jokes to deal with the pain, and he said, you notice I laugh at my own jokes. Mm-hmm. That's because I'm telling them for myself, and if you laugh, it's just a bonus.
Right. Well, the thing about it is, you've got, isn't laughter and having that kind of an attitude, isn't that a survival technique, really?
It is a survival technique. And I love it that whenever you said things get so bad that all you can do is laugh. Lincoln understood intuitively, and now medical science has demonstrated that it is. He said laughter does good like a medicine. And it is a medicine. It releases chemicals into the bloodstream that help us feel good, revive us, make us more alert. So I think in the midst of something really bad, if you can find something to make you laugh, it'll help you feel better and maybe help you solve the problem better.
Well, one of the things that will help you, I think, Gene, something I've learned, is to realize that that what's happening to you in your business is not the most important thing in the world. I mean, there are other issues going on in our lives. I mean, whenever you know, the business is getting, if it turns ugly to me in any given day, I check on other things in my life, because, you know, this isn't everything. There are other things going on.
The business, it has to be a means to an end, does it not?
Yeah, exactly. No question about it. Hey, Gene, tell us that website again, please.
It is www.presidentlincoln.com.
Lincoln Speaks to Leaders is the new book. Gene, thank you for being here. Thanks for 11 and a half great years.
It's been wonderful being with you, and I hope we have 11 and a half more.
I'll be right here. Thanks a lot, Gene. Gene Grisman, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Man came.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.